Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. 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 And all that is within me, bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We thank you, God. We thank you for victory over the enemy this morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we thank you, we magnify you, we praise you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we say thank you. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it in the name of Jesus. We have dominion over the devil this morning. Father, Lord, thank you for making the outgoings of the morning to rejoice as we receive your loving kindness this morning. Thank you for releasing the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Thank you for letting your light break forth in our life this morning. Thank you for letting your judgments come upon the enemy this morning and every morning by morning. Thank you for new mercies we see. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Thank you for visiting us this morning. Thank you for waking us up this morning by morning, wakening our ear to hear and learn. We are not afraid of the arrows that fly by day or the terror that comes at night. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for showing forth your salvation in our lives this day and every day, from day to day, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you will manifest your glory, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing our services today. Thank you for blessing our day. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father God, that Satan has devised to come up against us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, over our day, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father God, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it, Father. And greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. The kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord, hallelujah, at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our listening audience. And we greet you this morning in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. Hallelujah. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, rejoicing in this another day that the Lord he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom. We come seeking first his righteousness. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, tell me where, oh where, would we be. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up only one name, just one name, no other name whereby man can be saved. We only come lifting up one name, and that's J-E-S-U-S. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is his name. The power is in the name of Jesus. The victory is in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough is in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Wonder working power in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Amen. And learn out more about our ministry and some of our services. And you are welcome. You are welcome to come in. The first time we call you a visitor. And after that, once you come back a second time, you family, your friend. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. All of our services are archived. Amen. We got some good stuff. We got some good stuff. Amen. I went into the back office this morning, and let me see what we have over here. Glory be to God. I think we have a few thousand messages. Not 1,000, not 2,000. Amen. But not a couple thousand, but a few thousand. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to say good morning. I took a picture this morning. Let me see. I took a picture of some of our audience. They only show us the top five. They only show us the top five. So we have the United States, okay, which is at the top. Okay, we greet you and those of you listening in the United States. And this particular week, we have Italy coming in second. We have Australia coming in third. We have Indonesia coming in fourth, and Mexico coming in as number five. Well, we just want to greet you, greet you, greet you, greet you, greet you, greet you. We may never get a chance to meet you on earth. We pray that we do. Amen. But if we don't meet you on earth, amen, we all have a sure destination. Amen. So we want to welcome our global audience across the globe. And of course, amen, our family right here. Amen. In the midst. Amen. God bless. God bless. God bless. All right. All right. All right. Yesterday, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, we pray that you enjoyed the teaching on that peace that serves as a garrison around your heart, the peace of God that serves as a garrison around your mind. Oh, my God, he will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Then the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Why? Well, beloved, amen, the bottom line is God cares. God cares. That's why. Why would God do all that? Why would he go to that extent? Why would he treat you like you're special?
Or why would he treat you like you're the only person in the world? Or why would God go that far for you, huh? For us. So, amen. Sinners, amen. Born in sin, shaven in iniquity, amen. Glory be to God. Have disappointed him, amen. Intentionally sometimes, glory be to God. Why would God do all this for his creation, amen? That God created us, amen. And he's the potter, we're the clay. Why would God go this far for a hump of clay? Glory be to God. From ashes back to ashes, from dust back to dust. Why would God really go this far? Well, that leads right into our teaching for this morning. It's because God cares. Somebody say God cares. Oh, yeah, he cares. Oh, you better believe God cares. Amen. Glory be to God. We can read in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7. It says, casting all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares. God cares. Amen. For you. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what we want to talk about on today. Amen. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our redeemer. Glory, 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 glory. Beloved, amen. Sometimes we experience certain things in life. Amen. Glory be to God. Certain situations. Amen. And we're trying to figure it out. The certain situations don't look like it's going to work out. Glory be to God. We don't know where we're going to get the money from. We don't know where we're going to get the connections from. Amen. We don't know, amen, how it's going to turn around, how the door is going to become open. Situations in our life in reference to our families, our projects, our jobs, our finances, our health. Glory be to God. And it causes us sometimes to worry. You ever been in a situation like that, glory be to God, where you can't even sleep? You're tossing and you're turning at night. Why? Because you're trying to figure out a solution. Amen. You're considering option A, option B. You know, what else can I do, and who can I call? And so you can't sleep. Glory be to God. Or maybe it's affecting you a different way. Maybe you're sleeping too much. Glory be to God, you can't eat, or maybe you're eating too much, and maybe you're gaining weight, worrying about this situation, maybe you're losing weight, maybe you're getting sick over it, because it's really bothering you. Glory be to God. Like, how can I make this work? What is going to happen? Sometimes we even get sort of desperate. You get desperate for an answer. Glory be to God. I know that I have been there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you just say, what can I do? How can I work this out? See, and you put all the pressure on you. Why? Because you really want to see the solution. You really don't want to see what it looks like is about to happen. You're trying to avoid it from happening. How can I avoid this from happening? How can I get a different outcome? And situations and scenarios like this, and it puts us, glory be to God, in a panic. Puts us in a frenzy. Y'all, glory be to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You can't pay attention. You got people talking to you, and you have them repeating themselves. You know, I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? Why? Because you wasn't there. Your body was there, but you just took a trip to Mars somewhere. Why? Because this thing is bothering you so bad you can't even pay attention. See? You can't even pay attention. Or you're talking too much. You're talking. You're rattling. You're not even making sense. You're repeating yourself 2, 3, 4 times. Why? Because your nerves is getting bad. I mean, you're just a mess. See? Why? Because, amen, you're trying to figure this thing out. Glory be to God. It ties right into what we taught on yesterday. Glory be to God. Your peace is now beginning to be disrupted. See, glory be to God. Amen. You have peace for a second. You know, your peace is coming and going. It's coming and going. See? like that little mouse that's running up and around inside your house. Glory be to God. Inside of your house or outside. It won't stand still, huh? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen. And so sometimes we find ourselves there. And the truth of the matter is most of us have been worried and over-concerned about some situation, one or another. Some of us, it happens every now and then. Some of us, it happens more frequently. Some of us live in that state of panic. You know, because we're always, you know, put the responsibility on us. Like, you know what I mean? I have to do this. I have to work this out. It's up to me. See? And what can I do? What can I do? Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, we want to thank God, amen, for the word of God on this morning. Amen. It's going to give somebody a breakthrough this morning. It's going to give somebody a breakthrough. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, amen, unless we, amen, hallelujah, check ourselves, we'll wreck ourselves as we were not created to carry this type of stress and type of pressure. And then you find people, amen, healthy, you know what I mean, dropping dead with heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms and all this other stuff. What in the world? Because blood pressure high. Huh? All your vitals is out of whack. See? And the situation, amen, that you're trying to work out by yourself is working on you mentally, is working on you physically, and is working on you spiritually. Amen. I come this morning, amen, to tell you, stop. The Holy Spirit is coming right now to say, stop. When you're getting emails, amen, the unwanted emails, amen, and a bunch of spam, amen, to your email box, all you have to do is reply, stop. And they know what that means. Because if they keep, amen, trying to communicate to you, now you put that in spam and you can report that. See? I got some type of X-rated picture on my cell phone a couple days ago. I don't know where that came from. I don't know this person. The person told me, I don't know. No. I said, stop. See? And he knew what that meant. Whoever said it knew what it meant. Huh? Well, beloved, amen, we got to speak in our spirit this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And say, stop. Stop the madness. Stop the madness. Glory be to God. You wrecking yourself. Worrying about situations, amen, we cannot solve. Because if you could solve them, they would have been solved by now. Worrying, anxious. Glory be to God. Instead of enjoying the moment, always trying to skip into the future, trying to skip into a remedy, trying to skip into an answer. Glory be, stop. Just quit it. Our scripture this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, tells us, amen, hallelujah, to cast, hallelujah, all. Somebody say all. It didn't say just the big ones, just the little ones, just the ones you don't want to handle, just the ones that's past 30 days. No. Cast all, A-L-L, your care upon him. For he, who, God careth for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, when you get a hold of this word, when you get a hold of the life in this word, because the word of God is alive, hallelujah, sharper than a two-edged sword, glory be to God, this particular word right here, amen, is enough to set you free from worrying. You can't have worry. You can't worry and have faith at the same time. Your faith is going to cast out your worrying, and your worrying is going to cast out your faith. You got to decide which one you're going with. This word right here will set you free of worrying, of anxiety, of fretting, and of fear. Cast your care. Cast, 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 cast. The word cast, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah. It is a compound, amen, Greek word. Glory be to God. The first part, glory be to God, epi means, amen, it means upon, like as on top of something. And the Greek word ripto, glory be to God, means to throw or to cast. It often means to violently throw or to fling something with great force. Now, some of you know something about that, see? Because you done threw clothes and threw food and threw pots and threw stuff at people. Huh? Yeah, cell phones, huh? My nephew, amen, and his girlfriend just getting their baby back, lost their baby for a year and a half, broke their heart. Why? Because he going to get an anger tantrum and throw his cell phone at the girlfriend, miss the girlfriend, hit the baby in the face. DHS handled that for 1 year and a half. See, so we know how to throw stuff. Glory be to God. Cast your care. Throw it, baby. Throw it. Cast violently. Throw it. Fling it with great force. Get rid of it. With some momentum. Throw it. Pick up your problems today. Throw it. Pick up that situation, got you breaking out in hives, got you losing your hair, got the blood pressure going high. So pick it up and throw it. That's what it means to cast. And he's telling us where to cast it to, what direction to cast it in. The only other place that this word is used, beloved, in the New Testament is in Luke chapter 19, verse 35, where the Bible says, this is what it reads, and they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Beloved, it is important to note this passage because this here correctly conveys the idea of the word cast, which in secular language, beloved, is often pictured the flinging of a garment, a bag. You come in. I know when you come in, you're throwing your pocketbook on your favorite chair. You're throwing your coat, huh? On your favorite chair. Because what? You're flinging off excessive weights. Excessive weight off your shoulders. My daughter's bought me a beautiful, beautiful bag, amen, for my birthday, a great pocketbook. I really didn't have a great pocketbook, so I'm very appreciative. I wore it for the first time this weekend, but that thing is heavy. My God, it was heavy by itself before I put my few items in there. When I got home, I just flung it. See, excessive weight. Beloved, listen to me this morning. We are not designed to carry the burden of worry. God did not create us that way. You can't handle it. We are not designed to carry the burden of anxiety and fretting. This load is simply too much for the human body. It's too much for the central nervous system to tolerate. We weren't designed to carry it. You can, glory be to God, put something on, hallelujah, the little table, and the table breaks. Why? Because the table wasn't designed to carry that type of weight. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. Beloved, we may be able to manage it for a while, but eventually the physical body and the mind will begin to break under this type of perpetual pressure. In fact, the medical world has confirmed that the major source of sickness is stress and pressure, not COVID-19. The major source of sickness is stress and pressure. Check it out for yourself. Not cancer. Although, glory be to God, it could be linked to cancer. Man was simply not fashioned to carry pressures. We were not fashioned to carry stresses, anxieties, and worries. And this is the reason, beloved. The body breaks down when it undergoes these negative influences for too long. Tell yourself, stop it. Quit it. You got to talk to yourself. The Bible says when the prodigal son was in the pig's pen feeding swine, and you know Jews and swine don't even supposed to mix. And the Bible says one morning he said to himself, what's up with me? My daddy got everything and I'm in the pig's pen. He said, I'm going home. Have a conversation with yourself and say, stop it. I ain't worrying no more. I ain't going out like this. I'm going to do what the Lord is telling me to do. I finally found a way to fix my situation. What you come up with? I'm going to do what God told me to do. What did God tell me to do? He said, cast all my cares. If it's important to you, it's important to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you are struggling with sickness or depression, anybody I'm talking to struggling with sickness today? Yeah, I got a little, just a little bit over here. Uh-huh, okay. Anybody I'm talking to struggling with depression today? Know anybody else is struggling with sickness or depression? But guess what? Your condition very possibly could be related to stress and pressure. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, it is almost as if Jesus is calling out to you and saying, your shoulders are not big enough to carry the burdens you're trying to bear by yourself. This load will eventually break you. So please let me be your beast of burdens. Take that load and heave it with all of your might. Take that load and fling it over unto my back. Jesus said, let me carry the weight. Y'all know, coming up in the 50s and 60s, who gonna take the weight? Jesus said, I'll take it. If you give it to me, I ain't gonna snatch it from you. I ain't gonna beat you down for it. But if you got enough faith to just fling it over to me, you ain't even got to give it to me nicely. Cast it on me. Glory be to God. He said, if you do that, I will carry it for you. Oh, my God, Jesus. I remember all the days, amen, I'm going to the supermarket, amen, glory be to God, huh? I said I was going to buy just three items, come out there with all these heavy bags, trying to make it 2-3 blocks home, carrying 3-4 heavy bags of groceries. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Back hurting, walking all slow. Then here comes some kind gentleman, Glory be to God. Ma'am, can I help you with that? Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, son. Thank you. Thank you for helping me to carry this burden. Something that was too heavy for me. But I was just trying to make it. Just as in Luke 19:35, beloved, says that they cast their garments upon the back of the donkey. Now, you need to cast your burdens over to the Lord and let him carry those burdens for you. It's the most simplest thing, but it's the most difficult thing. It's so easy once we do it, but it's so difficult until we make a decision to do it. Because we feel like we got all the answers. But what problems and cares are we to throw over onto the shoulders of the Lord? Well, the Apostle Paul helps us out this morning, beloved. He says we are to cast all our cares upon Jesus. Somebody say all our cares. Now, I think God meant what God said. And God said what he meant. Are you concerned about this situation? Yes, I am. But so is God. Cast it on him. Yeah, but this is a little, cast it on him. It ain't no little thing because he's eating you up. It ain't no little thing. The word cares, beloved, in the Greek means anxiety. Oh, I can tell you about some anxiety. I've had my share of anxiety even every now and then, glory, even now. I'm not saying I'm anxiety free. I'm just, amen, learning how to cope with it. It still shows up. When anxiety try to show up, I mean, I meet him at the front door. I said, okay, all right. Guess where you going? Guess where you going, anxiety? You about to get cast. You about to get cast. Huh? Ah, glory be to God. Jesus will fix it. Jesus will. Let me tell you something, baby. Can't nobody fix it like Jesus. Can't nobody fix it like Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah. This word cares, beloved, hallelujah, in principle describes any affliction, any difficulty, any hardship, any misfortune, any trouble, or complicated circumstance that arises as a result of problems that develop in our lives. And we know about that because some of us experience that type of situation quite frequently, depending on what season that we're in. Some of us may be facing that all every day. This could refer to problems that are financial problems, marital problems, job-related problems, family-related problems, business-orientated problems, or anything else that concerns you. Ministry problems. This means, beloved, anything that causes you worry or anxiety, regardless of why it happens, is what you need to throw over into the shoulders of Jesus Christ. No exceptions. Just remember the Lord said all. Well, I cast that on the Lord this morning. Okay, here come another one. All your cares. You don't have to be partial. You're not going to offend God. It's all right. He's there waiting for you to surrender it over to him. He said all. Somebody said all. A-L-L. 100%, not 99 and a half. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that nothing is too big or small to talk to the Lord about. Yeah, well, God, I've heard some people say, well, God ain't concerned about that. I ain't talking to God about that. I don't know why not. Arrogance and false humility. I don't know why not. Are you concerned about this? Is this important to you? Then it's important to God. Baby, the very strands of your hair is numbered. God knows how many strands you have in your body, even if it's a weave. It's yours, you paid for it. Huh? Can you believe that? 5,216. Six of them fell out today. Okay. 10 of them growing back in right now. Really? Really? The very sparrows. He said, if I care, if the birds eat. A bird is never dropped out of the sky because of hunger. God said, I care if the birds eat. Oh, ye of little faith. God cares for you. Well, God got more important things to do. You got the people, the bishops, and you got the apostles and the president of the United States. Yeah, he got all them, and he got you. You are a royalty, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. When Jesus shed his blood, your name was up in it. God loves you, and you have to know that. God, I sinned, I messed up so much, and he loves you. And I'm just so weak, and he loves you. Just like you are. Because he know what you're going to be when he get finished with you. And you ain't going to be the same person. Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Nothing is too big or small to talk to the Lord about. So the word tells us, beloved, he careth for you. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. As I close on this morning, amen, let us look at the word cares. What does it mean when it says God cares for us? Well, let me tell you exactly what, and I'm looking in the Greek dictionary this morning, I'm tell you right now what the word cares means. It means to be concerned, to be thoughtful, interested, to be aware, to notice, or to give painful and meticulous attention. What? Yes. Yes. Peter uses this word to assure us that Jesus really does care about us and the things that are heavy on our hearts. Wouldn't you be, aren't you concerned when something's heavy on your children's heart? Pray for my daughter. Pray for my son. Y'all pray for my spouse. Y'all pray. This situation is bothering them. You concerned when something heavy is on your family and your friends' heart? Well, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give unto those who ask him? God doesn't want to see his children walking around, amen, oppressed, depressed, stressed out. He doesn't get pleasure in that. He said, my child, what are you doing to yourself? Why are you taking it to this extreme? Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and you will smile the rest of your day. Everybody ought to turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and you will smile the rest of your day. In fact, beloved, hallelujah, Lord gives meticulous attention to what is happening to us. The Bible tells us that we are the apple of God's eyes. You know what that? We don't make a move and God don't move with us. Every step we take, God sees it. Every step. He doesn't miss a beat. I come to tell you this morning that God is interested in every facet of our lives. So don't ever let the devil tell you from this day forward that your problems are too stupid, your problems are too small, or your problems are too insignificant to bring to Jesus. That rascal's a liar. The Bible tells us that the Lord is interested in everything that concerns you. Everything. So let's read this scripture in the Greek. And it reads like this, that heavy burden, difficulty, or challenge you are carrying, the one that has arisen due to circumstances that have created hardship and struggles in your life, and fling those worries and anxieties over unto the back of the Lord. Let him carry them for you. The Lord is extremely interested in every facet of your life and is genuinely concerned about your welfare. Now, if that don't give you security, if those divine words don't give you security, beloved, we know the words. We got to trust the words. Jesus is deeply concerned about the burdens on our hearts, beloved. And we have to stop carrying loads that we do not have to bear by ourselves. Jesus is standing right by your side right now. He said, lo, I'll never leave you, even to the end of the earth. He is standing right by your side, longing to help you, and inviting you to shift the weight from your shoulders to his shoulders. Somebody say shift. Somebody say shift. And they, what you doing, daddy, mommy? What you doing? What you doing? I'm shifting. Shifting? What? I'm shifting my burdens off my shoulders. Where are you shifting them to? I'm shifting them on to the Lord. Why are you doing that? Because he requires it. He desires it. It is his will. It's too heavy for me. I ain't got to carry it. God wants me free. Who the Lord has made free is free indeed. The Lord wants me walking in perfect liberty. He don't want me carrying no heavy loads. Because he said his burden is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. See, there is a burden in serving God. But the Bible in Matthew said his burden is light. Well, why you want to make it heavy when God says it's light? You ain't supposed to be dealing with this over here. This grown folk stuff over here. This is God's territory. Oh, this grown folk. You know how you used to tell, our parents used to tell us this grown folk's business? Well, this grown folk's business. He said his burden is light. I'm just so tired. It's so heavy. Yeah, because you're carrying something that you should have cast over a long time ago. But guess what? It ain't too late because today's the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, by faith, Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Somebody say faith. Hallelujah. Huh. I want you to cast those financial cares on the back of Jesus. Huh? I want you to cast that relationship on the back of Jesus. Whatever it is, trying to droop your heart. Whatever it is, trying to take you, what it's really trying to do is take you to the graveyard premature. Whatever it is, amen, cast them children. Cast it on over unto the back of Jesus. And beloved, when you do, hallelujah, you will be set free. It's going to be your hallelujah day. Oh, my God. This will be a day in your memoirs. In the glory be to God. In your diary, glory be to God. This will be the day I was set free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. Set free from stress. I was set free from anxiety. This is the day I was set free from the pressure that had been weighing me down. Thank God Almighty. Beloved, you don't have to carry the whole weight of the world by yourself. Because Jesus loves you so much. And he is so deeply concerned about you. And he is concerned about the difficulties that you are facing. That he calls out to you today. And say, roll those burdens over to me. I'll take it from here. Oh, my God, Jesus have mercy. I'll take it from here. Let me carry them for you so you can be free. Hallelujah. If you are lugging around worries and cares and concerns about your family, hallelujah, sure we care about our family. No, but you going overboard here. You're going overboard here. Over concerned, over no. See, you worrying. It's a difference from being concerned and worrying. You worrying. That got you all up in fear and all that. Glory be to God. Worrying about your business. Oh Lord, are we gonna make it? How I'm gonna pay my bills? How we gonna do it if the door is closed? Come on, y'all. You can get real with me because I've been there. Been there, done that. But when I learned to surrender, worrying about your church, worrying about your ministry, worrying about your health, well, I know they got breakthrough cases in the COVID. You think? I don't know. So-and-so sneezed the other day when we was out. I don't know. Let me go get tested. You don't get tested every other day. Any area of your life, I want to close the same way I opened. Stop it. Just stop it. Right now. And this is what I want you to say. I want you to stop right now. I want you to check yourself this morning and open your mouth and say, Jesus, you can say it right now. It's all right. I am yielding every one of these concerns to you today. I cast my burden on you today. And I thank you for setting me free. And who the Lord has set free is free indeed. Amen and amen. Lord, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for the word on this morning. We regret having carried these burdens and worries so long by ourselves, and in fact, you were always ready to take them from us and to carry them on our behalf. But it's never too late to do what is right. So right now, we make the decision to yield to you, everyone, of these matters that are bothering us. Thank you for coming alongside us to take these weights from our shoulders because you are so loving and attentive to us. We can now go free And we say thank you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right, that's it. That's the word of God on today, and it will never return unto us void. Always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We might have to do a part two on this one. Amen. Because when I was really struggling with situations, really struggling, my victory, and I'll give you this as a bonus. The sermon is over. I'll give you this as a bonus. This is how I really got victory. Trying to hold on to situations, work situations out. When I told the Lord, however it works out, that's when I got my victory. Oh, the devil couldn't touch me no more. I said, if I keep it or if I lose it, if it increase or if it decrease, if it come or if it go, if they live or if they die, I trust you. I leave the out. I'm surrendering this to you, and I'm leaving the outcome and the consequences to you. I'm leaving it all to you. However it roll out, I surrender it today. Oh, boy, you talking about liberty. It was a wrap. It was a wrap. I'm talking about when you give, just turn it over to him and say, however it play out, it's your business, Father. I ain't carrying it no more. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's your bonus. All right. And to God be praise, glory, and honor today, what do we have today? Okay, we praying today. My God, my God. My God, are there situations to pray for? Oh, my God. The black man that was missing, the one that was in the graduate school, some higher level of education he was. Y'all know him, the one that was missing for a while. And I didn't know. I heard they found him, but I didn't find out how they found him. Amen. When they found him in the bottom of the ocean there, they said his heart has been cut out, his brains have been cut out, his spleen had been cut out, a couple of other body parts was cut out. Who does this? Who does this? So we don't know. We know that they use these body parts for witchcraft. We know that hundreds of our people are missing in Africa that they don't even talk about. You got to go to special sources to get that. Hundreds and hundreds of missing children and people in certain parts of the country, and they said they're kidnapping them for the body parts. What am I saying? I'm saying we got to pray and keep on praying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we got to pray and we got to keep on praying. We'll be praying at 12 o'clock, amen, sharp, and then also back tonight at 9 o'clock. All right, tomorrow's Praise Wednesday. I would like to, if the Lord lead me today, and you already know, so the Lord is dealing with some of you. We want to get somebody to come. We want somebody to come and share a special testimony tomorrow. And if time permit, we'll take a few, little praises, amen. But we want somebody to come and share a testimony on tomorrow. So let's see how the Lord wants to direct that, amen. So Lord's willing, amen, and the lines be open and all that other good stuff. Tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday, amen. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is our Bible study. All right, mark your calendar, the last Wednesday and Thursday of this month. Amen. Glory be to God. It's our prayer summit. It is our October prayer summit. It's going to be the day before Halloween. It's a perfect time. Okay, because the witches are gearing up right now for their high celebration. All right? Hallelujah. Last Wednesday and Thursday this month. We just want to drop that out there in Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hide the word of God in our hearts. Hallelujah. That, amen, we might not sin against him. I think that's all the announcements for today. If I'm forgetting something, please count it to the head and not to the heart. Amen. And I promise you, I'm going to get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, look, not only do God care, I care. Amen. And I know you care, but we can't care like God care, because we can't fix it like he can. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth unto them. God, we needed to hear that word. We needed to hear the word that came forth today, God. We know you care, but sometimes we just need to be reminded, Father. We just need to be reminded that it's time to stop it and shift our burdens unto the one, hallelujah, who is able, exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Thank you, God. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, thank you, Father God, for ordering I'll make that announcement. Okay, just came to me when I'm supposed to say. I'll say it tomorrow. Father God, we bless you even right now, Father God, in Jesus, and help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we are concerned, and you want us to be concerned with what's going on around us, but some of us, Father God, that has become a burden for us. When we get the bad news, when we get the premature deaths and all the senseless killings, that has become a burden for us, Father God. But Father God, we're supposed to take that burden to you in prayer. We're supposed to be praying about it instead of worrying about it. We're supposed to be praying about it instead of worrying about who's next, Father God. Glory be to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you said with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound, Father God. We pray your grace, your mercies, your provision, your covering, Father God, upon all of us today, our families, our neighbors, our co-workers, Father God. We plead your help, and we thank you for your help, and we thank you for your covering. Somebody, Father, that's destined to die, the devil already has them on his radar. Cancel it, Father. Cancel it. And we ask that you would give that person another day, another opportunity, another chance, in Jesus' name. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. Glory be to God. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, home invasions, gas explosions. Hallelujah. Father God, it will not take root and it will not prosper. And we say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. If Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord, and he cares, and God cares. For you and for me. Amen. I love y'all. I love you. Love you. Love you. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll meet you at the altar prayer. Amen. Meet you there at 12. Can't meet you at 12. We meet you at 9. Can't meet you at 9. We'll meet you back here tomorrow morning for Praise Wednesday. Can't meet you at Praise Wednesday. Amen. We're going to meet you. Amen. If we don't meet you on this side, we're going to meet you on the other side. Amen. Either way, we're going to hook up. Amen. I love you, Pastor Bradford. Amen. Side of y'all. Have a blessed, 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 blessed. Amen.
In a mansion made of stone, in a shanty all alone, God cares. White, oh, we're precious in His sight. your heart.